Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
If they hire a vendor, they mark up that vendor's bill. If they advertise the property,
they charge.
There's a cost.
Wow.
When they bring you into their program or their system, there's a setup fee. Hell, I'm just happy to have you as a client. And those are the things, right, that I see are part of the job.
Right.
That's what you pay me to do.
Right. That's amazing. So charging extra makes no sense. It's not fair.
No, it's not. But that's what is out there.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important to know, you know, what you're getting, what you're buying.
And would you say it's important to do the calculation before we even buy? Like, for example, if I'm buying a property and I know I'm going to rent that property, should I start that process of seeking out a property management company and knowing how much it's going to cost me to have somebody manage the property, and then how much am I going to rent it for, to see if it makes sense financially to even buy it?
Well, there's two ways to make sense of something, right? There's your out-of-pocket costs, right, that you're going to feel every month. And then there's the long-term. What's the equity going to be like?
Oh.
Now, granted, you're not going to see 12% gains every year.
Right.
So real estate tends to be a long-term view.
Right.
So, you know, let's suppose you buy that $600,000 property, and in 10 years, it's $800,000. You've got $200,000 of equity that you've made in 10 years.
Right.
So $20,000 a year.
Yeah.
So if you had a negative on that property, is it worth it? Well, yeah, it will be.
Really?
Because you're not going to have most likely a $20,000 negative every year on the property, right? Because you're going to rent that property.
Oh.
It's going to cover the majority of your debts. You're also going to get what's called depreciation. So you're going to be able to depreciate. And for a residential property, you know, let's use round numbers. So if you had that $600,000 property, let's say, or $400,000 of it was improvement, $200,000 was land value. Well, the land's always going to be there, so you don't have to worry about that. So you've got now $400,000.
Okay.
That you depreciate over 29 and a half years. Let's just call it 30, right? Because I can do the math a whole lot easier. So you're going to get over $10,000 a year in depreciation dependent upon your tax bracket. So the more you pay in taxes, the more depreciation you get.
And so you end up benefiting either way.
You're going to win.
That's amazing. I never thought of it that way. Now, I might be asking the question that you just answered, but I just want to clarify. So for example, if I buy a property next month for $600,000 and then in about a year, the value goes down to 400. So the depreciation, the $200,000 that went down is what I could take advantage of, correct? Am I understanding
no.
right?
No. No, it's based upon at that point of sale.
Ah, okay. Makes sense.
Right. And then if you improve the property or if you make capital improvements to the property, then you would adjust your cost basis.
Okay.
So I'm not an accountant. I only play one.
Right. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. I just, you know, it's just been this constant struggle of, you know, wait until the prices go down before you buy something. But I've been waiting for a few years now and the prices are not coming down. And I'm just like, okay, well, unemployment is on the rise. That should cause the prices to come down a little. And, you know, I'm sort of waiting for that, but I wish I had a little magic ball that could tell me what to do, but
Well, it's like being pregnant, right?
Yeah.
There's it's always a good time or it's never a good time.
That's true.
Right. You will, because what happens, right? When it comes to buying real estate, right? Right now, we've got the lowest interest rates I can ever remember. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this over 40 years. So you've got the cheapest money possible.
Right.
Who cares how much the property costs?
Yeah.
Right. And then you would pencil out, right? How much can I rent it for? And that's certainly something that I can help you with.
Yeah.
And yes, it's important to know, you know, what I charge, but I want to tell you something. I will pay for myself. Not only in what I charge, but because of California's landscape, 2019, California, the entire state became a rent-controlled state. For someone like you, you know, you're buying your first home or condominium, they cut out a section and you can opt out of statewide rent control. But if you do not include that specific verbiage in your lease agreement, you are bound by it. And one of the things they have done is they've said you can only raise rent 5% and cap it at 10%. Mm-hmm. So if you had been, say, an owner of an apartment house and had lower rent, you got screwed. Because you were, quote, a nice landlord.
Oh, wow.
Because you're never going to be able to catch. Now, as an owner of a single family home, right, if you've got the ability to opt out, no problem. The other thing that they did is if you don't have that, they call it just cause eviction. Let me break that down for you. That means if you give them a notice to vacate, you pay them a month's worth of rent to move.
No.
Yes. That's 8% of your gross earnings right there. This one little trick you can hire me for. I'll manage your property for 8%.
Wow.
So you've got property management that pays for itself right out of the gate.
Yeah. That's incredible. That's so good to note, so that if I'm buying a property, I can actually opt out of that. I just have to make sure that I'm opting out in order not to be held under the same guidelines. Now, that's only for single home, or if I'm buying a proper an apartment, can I do the same for the apartment as well?
Nope, no, because it's only for single family homes and condos.
Interesting.
You cannot buy it if, you know, you do not get the benefit if you're a corporation. Oh. Or you're a LLC that's part of a corporation.
Okay.
You don't get those benefits. You need to be a person.
Got it. Now, can a person, I mean, if I'm buying an apartment and I'm buying it as a person, can I still do it? Or is it better to buy an apartment as a corporation?
Well, certainly it would be better to buy it as a corporation, but then you're going to be bound by rent control. Now, let me kind of give you the lowdown on that. So they put in a 5% floor. So in 10 years, if I were a tenant, my rent of $2,000 is now $3,000. Does a tenant's wage increase by 50% in 10 years? I would say it won't. And I will also say that our politicians, right, went for a short-term fix or solution without seeing the collateral damage it's going to cause in the future. The other thing that you see, right, is a lot of people buying real estate in other states.
Yeah.
And that's the reason. They don't want to be told how much rents will be, and they want a free market system rather than a government rent controlled system.
Now, if if we're, let's say if I'm buying a property in a different state, can you help me manage that? Or do you have to be in that state? Oh, I see. I see.
Right. And I'm so, you know, I'm kind of the boots on the ground, right?
Yeah.
If I have to drive more than 30 minutes
to
it's not worth it.
Right. That makes sense. Right. So what do you suggest? We look for a property management company in that state or city, wherever we're buying it from,
or that county or that city, okay. Right? That you think is going to hold its value. And most likely, you know, if it's your first place, you want to be relatively close to it. You want to be able to see it.
That's true. Right?
You want to be able to have kind of a hands-on feel to it.
Yeah.
So.
Richard, this is amazing. If people want to reach out to you and hire you or just work with you or simply ask questions, where would they find you? How would they contact you?
Well, like they do with anything, right? They go to the internet.
Right.
They dial up your website. And,
What's your website?
It's www.c-p-m.com.
Awesome. And I'll have it in the show notes too. I'll have your contact in the show notes. But thank you so much for the wealth of knowledge you shared with us today. It's just, it's been incredible. And in terms of, you know, we have a couple of more minutes before we end our show. What would you suggest to people that are really starting out? Like, what are some of the, just a couple of tips that you would give them?
Well, you know, the number one thing I tell people is that screening the applicant is the single most important thing that one can do. So, you know, you want to know their credit, you want to do an eviction check, you want to do a criminal check because you might find something that you may not want to be up against at some point in the future if they go bad. And if somebody does go bad, right, you're never going to collect lost rent. So for me, it's just business, right? Rent's due on the first, I'll give you to the third to pay it. Within that first week, if I don't have the money, I'm posting you with a notice to pay or quit.
Wow.
So I'm going to count to three, at which point I'm going to hire an attorney and I'm going to start the eviction.
That's great advice. That's great advice. Thank you, Richard. And then my last question for you is, what do you love about being an entrepreneur, being your own boss?
Well, you know, I guess it's just because I don't like to take orders from anybody. You know, I can fulfill my duty to my clients by doing what I do. And I enjoy doing what I do.
Yeah.
I enjoy having, you know, I appreciate the awesome responsibility that people have put in me. And I'm going to earn their trust.
That's amazing.
You know, I've got good vendors. And if a vendor isn't good, you know, I'm not bound by them.
Right.
I fire them and, you know, vendor A, I turn to vendor B. So I get the job done in the shortest amount of time. And I do my best to get you the highest amount of rent.
Well, it looks like you, in my thought, I feel like you're the ideal entrepreneur who came up with a solution and really you provide a service that people need and keep them happy and you prioritize them, right? I feel like a lot of people come to me with a lot of different ideas and they ask me if it's a solid enough idea for them to start a business. And sometimes they're lacking that service, right? Sometimes they're lacking the solution that they're solving. And I love hearing from people like you who have just nailed down the solution that they're providing. And it's so valuable that almost nobody can say no to it. Like I'm super excited to buy a property soon so that I can come to you and say, hey, Richard, help me manage this property. I'm so excited, you know? So thank you. You are truly an ideal entrepreneur that took something that you were good at and made a very successful business out of it. So thank you so much for joining the show. And most importantly, for all the amazing advice at a time where I needed it the most, and I'm sure my listeners would benefit from it as well. And I will have your website on our show notes so people can contact you. And thank you, Richard. Thank you for your time. And it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.